You're listening to Real World News, Human Rights.
Honduran popular artist writes songs in support to the resistance against the coup and for the reinstatement of democracy. Community radio stations, commercial airwaves, internet sites and all media are useful in Honduras under dictatorship to affirm the resistance to the coup d'etat that began over 80 days ago. The popular artists in and outside Honduras, both known and anonymous, have created tens of songs where they tell about the struggle of the Honduran people as part of the daily demonstrations to demand the end of the de facto regime. This is the case of Liliana Felipe, an Argentinian exiled in Mexico and author of the song "The Fears Because We Are Not Afraid," co-written with her colleague Jesusa Rodriguez, which has become a popular hymn in Honduras among the thousands of people who protest against the military coup that ousted Manuel Zelaya and threw him out of the country. The Cordobesa singer wrote this song in times when the Mexican people were opposing the electoral victory of the current Mexican president, Felipe Calderón, by fraud, but the Honduras felt the music and lyrics represent their situation today, and they appropriated it. Another example of the music that expresses the cause of the coup and calls to reject its perpetrators is called precisely "The Coup." The lyrics said the coup perpetrators did not expect to be condemned abroad, but a man with no heart couldn't care less. Honduras paid a high price similar to humiliation. The stories from Honduras talk about the meetings in different boroughs to listen to this music and organize a resistance, which today entered its 82nd day. The general coordinator of the Alliance of Grassroots Movements, Juan Barahona, told Prensa Latina that the people's struggle will continue after achieving those goals until a constituent national assembly that ensures political, economic and social transformations of the country is set up. Venezuela also contributed with solidarity songs to the Honduran struggle. Avillala Group dedicated its song "To the Dawn" to the process of resistance in Tegucigalpa and other Honduran cities. Meanwhile, Miklete's de facto government is facing more and more international rejection, to the point that the Spanish government has not allowed representatives of the coup regime to enter Spain, among them the President of Parliament and the President of the Supreme Court of Justice. Spain has stated that their decision is coherent with that adopted previously by the European Union.
You're listening to Real World News.